Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
Kiss 92's Big Show.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn, Angel, and Cheyenne today.
It's a small team today.
Because Shalini is on leave. FD is on leave. Kyle is keeping his wife company today.
Yes, I think it's their final scan before baby pops. It's 36 weeks.
So exciting.
It's so exciting. waiting for his baby girl. So plenty going on the show today. There will be, of course, Breakfast Bingo. There will be, of course, Battle of the Brands. Any hint as to what brands we're looking at?
It's not going to be F&B.
Oh, it's okay. All right. That leaves the door wide open for that one. Okay, coming up, you know how you're always like, fumbling around in your drawer for matching socks?
Yes.
Well, tomorrow you're going to be forgiven if you wear mismatched socks. I'll tell you why coming up.
Meantime, here's Twice with Dance Again on Kiss 92.
So something, a story that I pulled out of the newspapers today, the Straits Times, it's in the Life section, page C2, is that you're being encouraged to wear mismatched socks tomorrow. So just go dig into your drawer, whatever comes out, wear it tomorrow, because this is in support of World Down Syndrome Day, which is tomorrow.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's an initiative called Rock Your Socks, and the movement invites you to buy colorful socks from DSA, which is the Down Syndrome Association, and wear mismatched socks to show support for differences and for people with the condition. Now, if you look at socks, they are similar in shape to chromosomes, and the colors represent the diverse capabilities of people with Down syndrome. Now, they all have their individual identities, interests, and preferences, as well as talents. Mm. So we are recognizing that and supporting it with the Rock Your Socks movement. Now, if you want to show more support, they are doing something this Saturday at 1 Punggol in the Celebration Square. It's from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can head on down, donate money. You can also buy mismatched socks there.
Okay.
All in support of the Down Syndrome Association of Singapore.
Yeah, so I worked with DSA once. Actually.
Oh, did you?
FD works with them all the time.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. So hopefully he wears mismatched socks in Spain tomorrow. I'll send him a message.
Yes. And tomorrow, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, mismatched socks.
Okay.
My socks aren't very adventrous, but I know you've got like a ton of... I'll do a white black or
something. I'll just come in with mismatched socks tomorrow.
Okay.
Cheyenne, you too, okay?
Mismatched socks.
Let's all do it.
For World Down Syndrome Day, that's happening tomorrow. If you want to read more in the story, it's in the Life section of the Straits Times.
I'll text Kyle later.
Okay, fantastic. Right.
Trending Quickies coming up. It's 6:16.
What's hot? And what's not? Trending now.
Glenn's Trending Quickies.
All right, some sad news. Astronaut Thomas Stafford, the commander of Apollo 10, one of 24 astronauts who have flown to the moon but never landed on it, died this week at the age of 93.
Oh, rest in peace.
Richard Simmons, remember him?
Yeah, the one with the hair and the tight shorts?
Yes. Richard Simmons posted on social media yesterday that he was dying.
Oh, no.
I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying, he said. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we all are dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death.
Oh, my God.
Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning and look at the sky. Count your blessings and enjoy. Then later, he walked that statement back.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know.
You know what? You've just made my day, though. I didn't realize that Richard Simmons was on social media. I need to go follow him.
The Kate Middleton mystery continues. Mm. She reportedly visited a farm store with Prince William the other day, but photos were not allowed. So,
are you sure it was her, though?
Exactly. Chevy Chase announced his daughter is pregnant, which means he is going to become a grandfather for the very first time. What is he?
Wow.
80?
I would have thought he would be a great grandfather.
I know, exactly. Okay, you just saw him as Wonka. Now get ready to see Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan in a Bob Dylan biopic that's currently in production.
Yeah.
And finally, Jon Bon Jovi says he's still recovering from that major vocal cord surgery back in 2022 and hopes to be able to return to the concert circuit eventually.
What? No, he needs to stop touring. No, he's too old already. Yes,
okay.
Yes. No need. But you know what? Wait, one more trending. Marvel star Aaron Taylor-Johnson was apparently offered the 007 role?
Who is that?
Exactly. That's what everybody was asking. What happened to all the rest, like Harry Cavill and yeah. who else was there? Idris Elba and right. all those other names. So there's a new
What's
name.
What's his name again?
You see, I don't even know. I've got to go back. Wait, hold on. Aaron Taylor Johnson. Apparently, he's a Marvel star.
Oh, my God. Sounds like one of the kids on Home Improvement, quite frankly. That's it for Trending Quickies.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
And turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to the biggest and best breakfast show in the world. We are The Big Show. Glenn and Angel today. in the studio, it's just Glenn, Angel, and Cheyenne. Yeah. Shalini is on leave. So is the Flying Dutchman. And Kyle is taking care of his wife this morning. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow, we'll have Kyle back with us.
That's right.
And we'll have Shalini back with us. Oh, no.
She's off for a week. Yeah.
For the rest of the week.
For the rest. She deserves that, actually. She needs some rest, yeah.
Okay, coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. today, we've invited a good colleague of ours. Mm-hmm. Her name is Fern Pei. We'll introduce her to you guys later. She is Head of Corporate Marketing and Communications right here at SPH Media. And, I bet you not many of you know this, but we're embarking on a brand refresh as an SPH. Mm. And in fact, we've got a new logo and a symbol as well. And we've asked Fern Pei to come in and tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. I mean, the new is always exciting. So we'll be doing that at 8 o'clock. Also in this hour, a chance for you to win a couple of prizes. We have a 1 hour lesson plus a 30 minute practice session worth $180 from Golf Wave. That's coming up in Breakfast Bingo, which today I'll be conducting.
Ooh, it's going to be hard.
Well, maybe. And then after that, we have the Battle of the Brands. So
that's right.
We're doing what? Heartland stores?
Correct.
Food
brands you can find in a Heartland mall.
But it's got nothing to do with food, right?
No food today. Bookworms.
Okay. Ooh.
Get ready. This one's for you.
All right. For that best voice note, you might win for yourself a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields.
Meantime, here's Nothing But Thieves with Oh No, He Said What? on Kiss 92. Right now, it's time for Breakfast Bingo!
Bingo, bango, bongo!
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
And today, I get to be the Flying Dutchman. I have wings as well, my own set of wings. I'm going to be leading this game. I'm going to be giving you five clues that will lead you to five words that spell out bingo. That's B-I-N-G-O. You'll have 30 seconds to do this. And if you do, you'll win for yourself a prize from Golf Wave worth $180. Now, this consists of a 1 hour lesson plus a 30 minute practice session. Just in case you didn't know, they are celebrating their second birthday next month. So drop by at their outlet at Kallang Wave Mall to enjoy discounts. Tell us a little bit more about Golf Wave.
Congratulations, Golf Wave. So basically, it's screen golf.
Okay.
Right? So, I go there to practice as well.
Okay.
But if you want to play around, you know, it's like 18 holes.
Yeah.
There are other simulators there as well that will give you that amazing experience.
And they have this thing called a simulation platform, which actually moves as if you're on the actual golf course.
Because when we play golf, there are different lies. You know, it's not a flat surface throughout the course.
Yeah.
So this kind of mimics that.
What did you call it? Different lies?
Lies.
L-I-E-S?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Learn something new today. Anyway, call us. It's 6691-0920 for your chance to win this prize.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
All right, it's Breakfast Bingo with Angel this morning, and we'd like to say good morning to CK.
Good morning.
Hello, Calvin Klein.
good morning, Calvin. Who are you in the car with?
I'm with my wife and my kids.
Ah, nice. And you're on the way to school, we assume?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you five clues. You know how this game is played. And then you give me those five words that spell out B-I-N-G-O. Okay?
Sure.
All right.
I have the amazing task of timing.
Perfect. Are you ready with that?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. Yep. It's 30 seconds. Okay. Your time starts
now.
A rubber bag inflated with air.
Balloon.
Another word for baby.
Infant.
Someone who cares for the sick in a hospital.
Nurse.
The color of grass is?
Green.
Not under, but?
Over.
Woohoo! Wow. Well done! So, Carl. bomb and collect it.
Oh, I accidentally hit the... Oh, you I don't even know what
he doesn't even know how to do be a timekeeper. Oh, terrible. Give you one job to do, Glenn.
I know.
Okay, anyway, CK, we know you did that under 30 seconds and you've won for yourself that 1 hour lesson plus a 30-minute practice session worth $180 from GolfWave.
Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Although I think you were very kind just now when you said nurse. It should not be nurse.
It was
nurse. What was the clue?
It was nurse for sure.
I thought the answer...
said someone who cares for the sick in a hospital.
Nightingale.
It could be as well. If you had said Nightingale, I would have taken it. Congratulations,
Florence
CK.
Nightingale.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to KISS 92.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top five.
Top five. Facebook post.
Okay, and today I'll be counting you down at number five.
When I told you I was normal, I might have slightly exaggerated.
At number four.
Sign at a bar, okay? Reads, if you are drinking to forget, please pay in advance.
Yes. Put your credit card up here now. At number three.
I wish I was a kid again so everyone would be proud of me for taking a nap.
At number two.
I met a woman outside the mall crying. Oh. She had lost $200, so I gave her $40 from the $200 I found. When God blesses you, you must bless others.
And the top Facebook post that Glenn has seen.
I started a dating site for chickens. It's not my day job. I just do it to make hens meat.
Oh my gosh.
Right now, it's Battle of the Brands time.
Bing, bing, bing.
Okay, so we started the week off with Starbucks versus Coffee Bean, and then yesterday was Saizeria versus Pastamania.
Mm-hmm.
Today I said Bookworms.
Easy
Get
done.
Ready.
MPH versus Times.
No, there's no MPH already.
There's no Times
There's no
either.
Times either, yeah. Kinokuniya versus Popular. Now, from what I understand, there is no Kinokuniya at a Heartland Mall right now.
Anymore, yeah.
But they had just shut their outlet at, or rather store, at Gem.
That's
Jurong
right.
East Mall.
A couple of months ago,
Just a couple of months ago. Yeah. So I think when Shalini was tabulating this list, she was thinking about that because that's her hood.
Yes, it is. See. It is.
So it's okay. We accept it. So Kinokuniya versus Popular Bookstore.
I like them both. I mean, Popular, I would go to for my stationery. You know, I go to for my papers, my pens, my pencils, my staplers, whatever. I need stationery. But I would go to Kino to actually buy a book, you know, and it's a very nice sort of aesthetically looking bookstore where you can go in. And I go there and buy birthday cards, believe it or not, but I still buy birthday cards and Christmas cards, and I would go there for that. So for different reasons.
I will never walk into a Popular. I don't know why.
No?
I don't know why. It just reminds me too much of like when I was in school. It's like assessment books and, you know.
It is very much known for that.
Not really aesthetically pleasing when you go into a Popular bookstore, right? It's like fluorescent lighting and all that. So, but I do step into a Kino, especially the one at
Nian City. Yes, that's a nice one.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Their
I
flagship.
Like that Kino.
Yeah. So and Popular is Popular's trying to up the ante because they sell records now and record players, so they have vinyl there. I mean, at least at the one in Bras Basah. So it's quite
Why is
cool.
that anymore?
People do. It's making a comeback. It's made a comeback. Oh, vinyl and players.
Okay.
So message us. Drop us a voice note, especially because you could stand a chance to win a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields. The two brands are
Kinokuniya versus Popular Bookstore.
Our number is 8855-0920.
Sailor Melisse, Can of Hurt, right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. I hope you're in a good place. I mean, because I saw the title Can of Hurt, and I was thinking about some people who are hurting right now for whatever reason. What can we say to them to make them feel better?
This too shall pass. and nice. Things will get better.
Yeah. We wish that for you. Okay?
Absolutely.
We're thinking of you. Okay. It's time for us to do this.
Glenn's impossible question.
39% of married men say this is the biggest complaint about their partner. Okay? 39% of married men say this is the biggest complaint about their partner.
That they have about their partner.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
That the men have about the women.
Yes, because their partners are. You
okay.
Know, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go first.
I think this
because,
is true.
Yeah, because she will win anyway. So let me at least have a chance, right? That they don't shave their legs anymore. But it's true. I haven't, my legs have not seen a shaver for like a year.
Which is good, right? That means it's...
This is why I wear jeans all the time.
Oh, I thought you were about to say because, you know what? All those years of shaving, there's no hair anymore.
No.
Okay.
Too much information for the morning.
I think so. Angel.
Yes.
My goodness.
Okay.
Okay, so 39% of married men say this is the biggest complaint about their partner. Cheyenne?
I don't think I'm going to get this one. I'm not a married woman.
Yeah, okay.
That they take too long to get ready.
Good guess, but not the answer I'm looking for. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
39% of married men and men, married men, who are tuned in right now. Let's see if...
This is true?
This is what you would say as well. Okay. 39% of married men say this is the biggest complaint about their partner. Complaining about co-workers. Does your partner complain about their co-workers?
Oh,
They come
gossip,
home
gossip
first thing.
Oh,
you know,
I can't believe
so
this person
so,
did this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, remember, you know, that story I was telling you the other day?
Office.
Well, it got worse.
Exactly.
It sounds quite familiar, actually. Okay.
All right. So there you go. 39% of married men say this is the biggest complaint about their partner, complaining about co-workers. Stand by. Headline news and sports up next.
Happy Wednesday. If there is an opportunity today, listen to understand, not to reply. And remember, Kiss loves you, XOXO.
Wake up in the morning. Morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like it's 92's Big Show.
Good morning, Singapore. It's time to do this.
Oops, went all silent there for a while.
No worries, Cheyenne, no worries. Now, Cheyenne's been very, very busy this morning because Shalini is not here today.
Flying solo.
Okay, so Battle of the Brands, and today we're pitting Kinokuniya against Popular Bookstore.
That's right, and we're looking for your voice notes. The most creative one stands a chance to win a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields. Now, this is where you forget about your cutlery and just use your hands.
Man. Yeah.
Savor the best ribs in town. So we are encouraging you to send voice notes. There are tons of people who have texted in. We'll get to that a little bit later, but let's listen to some voice notes first.
Sure.
Hi, morning, guys. I wouldn't think of, or rather, I don't think of Popular Bookstore as a bookstore. It's kind of like a school supply store. Whereas, like, Kinokuniya, it's like, it's really a bookstore, right? Because you can almost find everything you want there, like comics, books, novels, and even like Japanese and Chinese publications. They are all there. So it really is a bookstore. And also I actually shop at Kinokuniya for my stationery. It's just nicer there.
Just nicer there. Okay, so Kino, one to Kino. We have another voice note.
Good morning, Kiss92.
Good morning.
Definitely Popular because it's all the childhood memories there, you know, from young time buying our foolscap paper to pens and a lot of stuff. Yeah, so definitely Popular for life.
Okay,
Popular. Thank you for that.
So it's one all. And Emily has messaged in saying, for me, it's Kino for sure. It's a store beyond books. It provides a serene atmosphere. If you're looking for a place to calm the flustered mood, please go to Kino. And she wishes they had a cafe within Kino.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A nice idea, huh?
I'm going to count that vote as well.
Okay, all right. So we're counting votes for
the text
messages as well. But the text messages means you cannot win our prize, okay?
Yes.
So if you want to win our $100 dining voucher, you will have to drop us a voice note. That's a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields.
Do we have one more? One more.
Morning, Big Show. Morning, Angel. Morning,
Good Glenn. Morning.
Morning, FD.
Not here.
Okay, for me personally, I will go for popular.
Okay.
Because I grew up, normally I purchase all my stationery from popular. And I find Kinokuniya is a bit atas lah. So that's why, yeah, I never try to go to Kinokuniya. Yes, so popular it is.
Wow, all right. To all.
Nothing back- wrong with being atas, but everyone says I'm atas, but you know, it's like, people still love me.
Well, so you think. Okay, to all.
You don't talk much. People say you are atas too.
It's to all. Please drop us a voice note, 8855-0920. It's popular against Kinokuniya.
All right, up next, Aaliyah's interlude. This is IT. This is It Girl
It
on
Girl.
KISS 92. Kinokuniya versus Popular Bookstore. The score currently stands at Kinokuniya 2, Popular Bookstore 2.
Ooh, tight fight. Well, it's even, isn't it? Maul has said Kinokuniya hands down for me because I read both English and Japanese books, and Japanese books are only available at Kino. Popular is easily accessible and is convenient to buy stationeries, but Kino is sacred with a good variety of books and novelty goods imported from Japan.
Okay,
so another one for Kino.
So 3-2 to Kinokuniya. You know what? The response is overwhelming this
it
morning.
Is.
We have received, I think, hundreds of voice notes. We've got to play at least four right now.
Okay.
Let's go, Cheyenne.
Good morning, KISS 92. This is Bernard Chiu here. Well, I kind of miss Kinokuniya because they have very good, nice books, especially for all the various different countries. But however, my vote goes to Popular.
Okay.
With the name like that, confirm win now.
What, Popular?
Yeah, I think so. Popular. Okay. Well, it's a draw now, isn't it? So it's 3-3.
Yes, it's Mikey here. So I vote for Kinokuniya because I feel like bookshops really need to up their advertising, their marketing, and we can always do a little bit more to help them. For instance, with stationery shops, I want to support the mom and pop shops because I feel like they're just running out of business because of all these big guys like Popular coming up. So yes, my vote is for Kino and not Popular, but I still love you, Popular.
All right, 4-3 to Kino then at this point, and good to hear from you, Dr. Mightily. Okay, next.
Hi, Big Show. The book lover's choice would be Kinokuniya. Popular is really more a stationery shop now, and children's assessment, electronics, and all the tapalam. Yep, thanks.
Okay.
So Kino, right, he said?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
so
Kino.
So it's 5-3 right now.
All right,
to
one
Kinokuniya.
More?
My favorite brand is Kinokuniya. When you first hit the island, it was such a wow moment. It was so impressive that it's so big, so many collection. What a huge collection of books. And everything looks so clean and tidy. And Popular is more like for school children to buy the school textbooks. But Kinokuniya is actually for adults and teenagers to actually go and enjoy themselves, immersed in the books. And especially the comics, the manga collection. So it's always been my favorite.
So it's an adult bookstore.
I don't think he meant it like that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I do like going into Popular to like pick up papers, stationery, things for the office, you know, like filing stuff and all that.
Mm.
So Popular's got a wide range for that.
Right.
So, okay, I think we might have more voice notes.
No. That's it. We're going to stop
for
now. It's 6-3 to Kinokuniya. Keep those voice notes coming in, 8855-0920. It's Battle of the Brands, Kinokuniya versus Popular Bookshop. That was Madison Beer, by the way, Make You Mine, right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. I can't help it. Last night, I had two beers.
Just two?
Just to let you guys know.
Oh, that's so well-behaved of you.
I know.
I would have thought you would have had two cartons at least.
No.
Okay, just
don't
two
don't give people the impression I'm an alcoholic. I enjoy my drinks.
I won't. You can do that on
moderate
your own.
Moderate drinking. Moderate.
Moderate, yeah. Two glasses of beer. Correct. All right, today we are pitting popular against Kinokuniya. Someone messaged in saying, for me, I think it's popular because Kinokuniya is not for all and you can get variety at popular. So my vote is for popular. Thank you.
Currently, the score is 6-4 with that vote.
Very close then. I think we have some voice notes now.
Morning Beach Show for me will be the popular too, because it is not just location friendly, it is also pricing friendly, and is to me is a neighborhood friendly bookstore that you can find almost anything inside, like the electronics or the snacks, while Kino is really just books, which to me is a bit boring. If I want to search for, or you know, just keep a lookout for certain things while shopping for books. So, popular for me.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, she says popular is everywhere. They have 25 locations in Singapore compared to Kinokuniya's 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are really in just about every corner of Singapore.
Okay, so it's 6-5 at the moment. Okay. We've got more voice notes.
Morning, Glenn. Morning, Angel.
Morning.
My vote will be Kinokuniya, because I don't consider popular a bookstore. It's more a store for kids to buy their exercise books, school books. So my vote is Kinokuniya.
Okay.
Okay, another for Kino.
So the lighting is like a fruit shop.
Where in popular? Yeah, it's very bright.
The fluorescent, right?
Is it still? It's still like that, yeah. Okay. Kino's got more mood lighting, although it's bright enough to like read a book if you need to. Yeah.
Okay. One more voice note.
Hello, good morning. Yesterday I voted for a Japanese brand. Now, however, even though I love you a lot, Kinokuniya, today I'm going local, so my vote will go to popular.
It's okay, you're not cheating on anyone, okay? Yeah. It sounds so like, please forgive me if I don't choose you. Okay, what's the
7-6,
score?
7-6, man, at the moment. 7-6. Trent, do we have more? We do have more. Wow, that's the number of voice notes that are coming in today. I don't think we'll be able to play everything. We do have a time cutoff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, with the hundreds of voice notes coming in, it's just amazing response today. Kinokuniya versus popular bookstore.
Hi, Kiss 92FM. Morning, everyone. For me, it's Kinokuniya. It's definitely much more than a bookstore. You can really hang out in that area all afternoon, looking at books, all sorts of books. And popular bookstore, to me, it's really more a stationery store. It's not really a bookstore. So definitely one for Kinokuniya for me.
No, you can check out the people who are looking at the books as well.
That's true as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can tell a person's personality by the book they read as well.
Yes.
You know?
Correct.
Any more? Oh, my goodness.
Hi, good morning, Kiss92. Kinokuniya would be the place I would go if I want to give myself a treat, buy myself a nice new book. But when I want to torture my kids, when I go to Popular and get some assessment books, and also torture myself a little bit in the process.
Is that, come kids, let's go to Popular.
My vote.
Kino, okay.
Like,
yeah,
let's
there you go.
Go to popular. They're like, no, mom, that means. I know. She said torture her kids, right? She goes to popular bookstore. Oh, dear.
I kind of, you know, understand where she's coming from.
I feel that, yeah.
Yeah, because it's so different in terms of the ambiance.
And
as
also,
well.
The kids know you're going to buy exam papers, which means homework for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, currently the score stands at 9 to Kinokuniya. And 6 to popular bookstore.
Okay, all right.
We do have one more? No.
No more, okay.
All right,
okay.
Keep those, well, we do have quite a number of voice notes coming in already. All right, I think we'll play more voice notes in a while. Once again, it is Kinokuniya versus popular bookstore. Send in your voice notes, 8855-0920. That's also a poll going on our Instagram.
That's right.
Must be in the middle.
Must
How about
be.
The site?
Yeah, if you choose left or right.
Okay, left.
Okay, all right. All okay.
Right. Okay, so it's Kinokuniya versus Popular. Battle of the brands. And currently the score stands at 9 for Kinokuniya.
Okay.
And 7 for Popular. This is going to be very, very close.
Very close. And we won an award, a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields. If you want to find out more about their juicy meat platters, their overflowing drinks, how you can have laughter all around and how you can have the perfect, epic, joy-filled gathering, just go to morganfields.com.sg. But you can start out with this $100 dining voucher.
Yeah, man. Delicious.
Delicious. Let's start off with some, well, not start. Let's continue with some voice notes.
All right. Good morning, friendly DJs. For me, I believe comparing Kinokuniya and Popular is like comparing a Lamborghini versus a, per se, Toyota.
Oh.
Okay. Both have their functionality. Both have everything under one roof. It's just that Kinokuniya just feel more atas. The things that they have, many of them are imported as well. Let's say from Japan and all over the world. And per se, you want something unique, like a special order, you can actually ask the staff to order from you from overseas and they can bring it to Kinokuniya and you can collect it. Whereas Popular is like, of course, it's also everything under one roof, all in one. But it's like more for assessment for kids, as well as things that are more localized. Yeah, so you don't have special stuff, let's say things that you can get from overseas or imported stuff. Yeah.
So I think the general consensus is that Kino is like a fancier adult store mm-hmm. and Popular is slightly more economical and for kids.
Right.
Right?
But that's which what did the perception. He choose?
I think he chose. Oh, I don't know.
I didn't get that.
Kino?
Did he choose Kino?
Did he really?
Okay.
Okay, all
okay
right.
Then. Okay, so it's 10 for Kino then.
Okay.
And 7 for Popular.
Another voice note.
Morning, Kiss 92. My choice is Popular because when I was young, the only time I pick up a book to read is only during silent reading. And the best source of book at that time is National Library. So I never been to a Kinokuniya. But I need Popular to buy all those Vanguard sheet paper stationery. So my choice is Popular.
Okay.
Silent reading.
Okay.
How long have you not heard that term? Silent reading, remember?
Silent reading.
Silent
yeah
reading. Right after assembly, or is it before assembly? Mm. They gave you like half an hour to just read.
Yeah.
I don't know if they
not
still
read
do
out
that
loud, just not read.
Yes, yeah, silent yeah reading. Silent reading. Okay, we have to pick our winner. Thank you so much for your messages that have come in via WhatsApp. Thank you so much for your voice notes that have come in via WhatsApp. We have to pick a winner for this $100 dining voucher. And we've dug into all the messages that were sent. And we have finally decided. Oh, you wanted to score?
Yeah, yeah, I need to update
okay
the score.
Update
sorry
the score. Okay,
I miscounted
sure
earlier on.
Oh,
okay, so it's currently Kino at 9.
Okay.
Not 10. I mentioned 10 just now.
Okay.
So Kino is at 9.
Popular
is Popular
at?
Bookstore is at 8.
Wow. And what does it look like on our... So Popular has kind of... is one down
yes
on our voice messages.
Yes.
And what is it like on our Instagram poll?
Popular has won it.
Oh,
hands
Popular
down
has won it.
59%
wow
for Popular Bookstore.
Okay, so yep those are all the parents that were messaging in. Okay, we have to pick a winner, and we've picked Anna as our winner today.
Good morning, guys. Well, if I can put in my 2 cents on which bookstore I'll go to in terms of Kinokuniya or Popular, I think I'll definitely choose Popular. Yeah, because in terms of the outlets, it's much more widely available. You can find Popular in most of the shopping place. And also, I think in terms of pricing, it's much cheaper compared to Kinokuniya, where most of the books are or imported with, I don't know, much more... and the dollars. Yeah, so that was my 2 cents.
Oh my goodness. Was
I thought it was her voice at the start.
But she was masking it. You
she
could
was
tell.
She was.
Anna, do you work for Popular? Because you've just brought the score up to 9
all
for
man
our voice notes. And Anna, you've, well, we, despite whether you work for Popular or not for their communications, you've won that $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields because yeah you made us laugh.
Exactly.
Oh,
so 9-9. I think this is the first time.
Your first time a tie.
We've ended, you know, on a deadlock.
That's right, yeah. So tomorrow, it's still Heartland stores that you can find in
yes
the Heartland malls, right?
Correct.
Any hint? Is it F&B? Is it... Bleh? What is it? Can't tell.
It's not bookstores. How
okay
about that?
Because we only have Kino and Popular in Singapore. That's it for bookstores. Okay. All right, join us again tomorrow.
The Wanted! Glad you came right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. And we're glad she came today. Fun Pei, Head of Corporate Marketing and Communications at SBH Media. She was our guest on The Big Show and The Big Show TV.
That's right. If you want to find out more about SBH Media's rebranding, the story behind the logo, all the exciting things that we are up to, you can always head to our Facebook and YouTube channels. That's KISS 92 FM.
And just in case you're wondering, why is it just Glenn and Angel? Well, mm-hmm. FD is in Spain. He's in Barcelona.
He is in Spain. Yes, he did. And you know what? It's time for my word of the day.
Yes, if you have a word of the day.
I was about to also say this.
Tomorrow, Kyle will be back, okay? Kyle Ravin will be back with us. You know, Angel is always, you know,
jumping the gun, yes. Okay.
That's right. Okay, as long as you know it.
I know it. I'm aware.
I'm used to it.
Speaking of which, wait, if you want to jump the gun, what you can do is you can plan your sock planning for tomorrow.
Yes.
So wear mismatched socks all in, you know, to create awareness for World Down Syndrome Day, which is tomorrow. The DSA, which is the Down Syndrome Association of Singapore as well, is selling socks, mismatched socks.
Right.
So tomorrow when you dig into your drawer, or tonight when you get your clothes ready for tomorrow, make sure you intentionally mismatch your socks. And if anyone asks why, you can then say it's all to create awareness for Down Syndrome.
That's right. We like to say a big hello to everyone at the Down Syndrome Association of Singapore as well.
That's right.
You guys do, you know, a lot of good work.
A fantastic job. Okay, word of the day, salubrious.
Salubrious.
Salubrious is a formal word that means favorable to or promoting health or well-being. For example, they picked up several salubrious habits on their wellness retreat in Bali. Spell salubrious.
Easy. C-E-L-L-O-O-B-R-I-O-U-S.
You got the last
salubrious
bit correct. No, it's S-S-A-L-U. Salubrious. S-A-L-U-B-R-I-O-U-S, but it's pronounced salubrious.
I knew that.
I was just trying
to make everyone laugh.
Sure. Okay.
As always. Okay. Thank you very much for joining us once again tomorrow. Kyle Ravin will be with us. It'll be Glenn, Angel, and Kyle tomorrow. A big thank you to Cheyenne for all the hard work today. My goodness. And your hundreds and hundreds of voice notes. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Battle of the Brands. Stand by. Headline news and sports up next.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
KISS 92.